need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists, and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, singers and swingers, bunnies and bonobo sapiens, hip hoppers and poppers, well, goes the bonobo. All of us children of sex. Yes, indeed. We may or may not be children of God. We may or may not be children of Jesus.
Jesus.
Allah. Oh. Buddha. Brahma. Or the goddess. The great vulva in the sky. We don't know. But we do know, until we start cloning ourselves, that we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Not bad, but can I hear an A women?
A women.
Much better. It is the year of the woman, I think, right now. And it is the third year of the bonobo. And we follow the bonobo way here in Bonoboville, where we are broadcasting live from, yes, indeed, the womb room, baby. Yes, we are. And this is my wondrous vulva puppet. Mm-hmm. I love my wondrous vulva puppet. And I love my burlesque balloons bonobo with a big balloon. And look, it lasted a week, because they were guests last week, so that's really cool. That's an erection that lasts a long time. No Viagra either. See, bonobos do it better. A week-long erection. Wow, got a little smaller, but hey, a little hair on it, but you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You've been boinking back there with the vulva puppets, haven't you? All right, so yeah, we're here in Bonoboville, and it's kind of, you know, a little bit different, a little bit strange, because in a way we were supposed to be in Vegas today. We were going to do the Bonobo Way of Peace Through Pleasure at the Erotic Heritage Museum, where we were invited to speak, and then it was canceled, postponed. We are going to do it, but the exhibit had been vandalized. The Evolution of Sex exhibit in Vegas. Now, I could come up with a lot of conspiracy theories about this, but I won't because I don't know. And so I will keep you posted. Right. Who vandalized the Erotic Heritage Museum's Evolution of Sex exhibit? Somebody jealous of the bonobo's big erection, perhaps? Yes, one of those cuck servatives? Who knows? But we will find out. And in the meantime, speaking of big erections, woo! Well, the U.S. Navy, all of our Navy boys, oh yeah. Navy, we're in the Navy now. So the Navy boys, they decided to write, you know, skywrite a penis in the sky.
Yeah.
And there it is if you're watching DrSusanBlock.tv live. I think you can show this on Facebook Live. You can just turn show.
No. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just...
It's a penis in the
it's
sky.
It's like making a figure eight, except it's making a figure of a penis with some nice testicles and kind of a head there. Very... artistic, actually, you know, and it's great. I mean, yes, it's true. The Navy issued an apology for this. The Navy holds its aircrew to the highest standards,
highest
and we
standards.
Find this absolutely unacceptable.
Highest standards.
Of zero training value. Well, I don't know about that. A little sex education, perhaps. You know, after all, that's where we find out about it, looking up to the heavens.
As they were laughing while they were writing that letter.
And they wrote that they were are holding the crew accountable. Right. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration official says that unless the act poses a safety risk, there is nothing they can do about it. So I'm so relieved. I mean, unless somebody got in a car accident in up there in Washington State where it is, because they were looking up and going, hey, Mildred, there's a penis in the sky. Whoa. No, I think it's great. I think it's beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And I know that somebody could think it's sexual harassment of some sort.
So what are they saying? Fuck the world?
Yes.
I mean, what?
I don't know. They're just showing a penis. I think it's
fuck
a good
sky.
Thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. Maybe it is. But it seems like a beautiful thing, you know, kind of like in Japan where they have those penis festivals. And they have these giant erections parading through the streets. And it's, yeah, I think it's very cool. It does put certainly anything that Weinstein or Louis C.K. could show us to shame. And, of course, the little micro-pee-pee of Trump back here. Yeah, he's just got a little tiny micro-penis. And so this is a real big one. Right, but I think it's beautiful. Let's look at it again.
Could be a hat. I mean,
yeah. No, it's a penis.
If they accuse me of it making it, actually, that's my hat.
It's like a cartoon character. It's like a cartoon character hat with the legs sticking out the bottom.
It's right? The year of the cock, brothers and sisters. The Chinese year of the cock. And so I think, you know, there's
like
something
infinite
very
yeah.
synchronous.
See, the figure eight
beautiful.
Means infinite. It's infinite dick.
It, there
right.
is
and
infinite,
I feel like right. people that were down there were like, oh, what's up? My dick in the sky.
Look up.
It's up.
So the only thing is...
Now they got to come up with a vagina.
The only thing is I would like equal time for vulvas.
That's what I said. They got to come up with a vagina.
So we need... To, not a vagina. Well, I mean, well, it could be a vagina, but then it would like be a black hole. It's
the vulva.
See?
The vulva
needs see,
to show.
See, we do need to be educated.
Right, the vulva needs
the
to show.
Vulva is the outside. Don't we have a vulva picture?
Yeah, there it is.
We do. No,
there
this is
the
vulva the puppet,
vulva.
But I did send Harry a vulva in the sky, but it's not the same.
Vulva in the sky.
A vulva in the sky.
Right? Wasn't there a song, Diamonds in the Sky or something?
There, I did. I sent
when?
It.
Ribbon in the sky?
Okay. Vulva in the sky, Harry. Okay.
Here
no.
it comes.
Okay, it's coming.
Vulva huh? in the sky.
Oh, we didn't get it. It dissipated.
Okay. Well, we need a vulva in the sky.
It was on his
so
period.
In the meantime, We have several people. We have a vulva in the sky that's missing. Okay. We have several guests that are missing.
Two porn stars.
Two porn stars, right. We won't name names because, you know, there is always the chance that they have a good excuse. But we're here, and I would like to introduce who we are. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves.
Hey, Doc.
And your love doctor. And this is my vulva puppet. And Ikor is here. Everybody knows Ikor.
Everybody knows Ikor.
Ikor, the wolf.
The resident guest.
Ikor, you have to take that sweater off,
sure.
Please. It's making me hot. Yeah, thank you. Beefcake. After all, we were just showing a penis in the sky.
And I'm the only penis on stage.
It's right. Well, no, we have the bonobo penis.
Okay.
And hung like a horse.
Hung like a horse. I cannot contend with that.
Yeah.
I cannot compete with that.
Well, maybe you can.
Maybe.
So we'll see. Anyway, we also have some guests and the new bonobo. So I'm going to introduce everybody. First of all, to my left is the lovely Jezebel.
Hello.
Sweet. Very sweet, Jezebel. And Jezebel, well, you know, I told you, it's kind of a strange time. She was here, and now she's here again, and just for
here,
a brief moment. And she's looking lovelier than ever.
Thank you.
In white. And Jezebel is a pop singer, right?
Sure.
Many categories, sure. Huh?
Is that a good category?
Yeah.
Or would you rather have another category?
I don't know if I have a category yet. Okay. I'm a singer for sure.
A singer.
Gumball, huh?
And a model. I mean, you look great in that dress. Can you just stand up for a moment?
Sure.
I will hold your microphone. Look at this dress, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Woo.
Who is the designer?
I have no idea. I got it from a stripper shop.
A stripper shop. Okay. Well, you know, strippers know how to dress in my book because, you know.
And undress.
And undress.
And undress. It looks like an easy one to take off. But it looks so good on you. It really just drapes all over you. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And I have Bangy Black right here. Here she is.
Hi.
She's a new bonobo in residence. And she's got her bunny ears on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little costume.
Welcome to the show, Bang.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, y'all set?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all set. Get started with a penis in the sky, and we're ready. And penises in the bed, and a vulva. Okay, yeah. They say this is a show about sex, so I guess we have to have genitalia.
Yeah.
But so far, it's all kind of stuff you can see on Facebook. Isn't that amazing? I think. Unless somebody reports me for having penis balloons. Are you going to do that? Don't be that person. Don't be that guy. Okay, so it would probably be a guy that would... I shouldn't say that. You never know.
Hey,
right. And may I introduce Captain Max, the guy.
Hello.
The guy who is not that guy. He is the kind of guy...
He is the guy.
...you want to be when you grow up.
I'm going to be taking a shower at 11 o'clock.
If anyone would like to watch. Consensual shower washing. Only here in Bonoboville. Right. We don't just spring it on you. We tell you that we're going to do it.
In advance. We have a schedule.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
No surprise sex like Sweden.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, right. That's right.
That's right.
No surprise sex. No non-consensual sex.
Right.
Bad stuff. We are all about consent, but we are very kinky sometimes.
I love kink.
You love kink. Yeah. Well, it's in between Kink Month and Christmas, so I don't know.
Kinkmas.
Somewhere between, yeah, exactly. Saints and sinners. So I also have Shelby Delaney here.
Yes.
Who's a filler inner. And so thank you, Shelby, for, you know.
Came off the bench.
Yes, the horse cock would like to be a filler inner, he says. You're too big to do that. Oh, hop up at the bottom. No, Shelby is the filler inner, and she is a perfect, really, guest for tonight with the starting theme of the penis in the sky and how we really need a vulva in the sky and how my staff doesn't have the picture that I sent. So we have a vulva on Shelby's neck.
Can we see that?
Can we come in close to this vulva here? Whoa. Look at that. That is beautiful. Can I touch your vulva?
Anyone can.
Oh, well. I know, but I'm specifically asking.
It's the blinging
if
vulva.
I can. See, this is what you have to do, boys and girls, you know, is you have to ask. It's okay. It doesn't actually destroy anything.
Except you got to get the notary public and the lawyer.
Well, okay.
I mean, contract.
You could do that. You could also just record it on your phone.
You could. So
we are recording this. So I'm going to ask Shelby, can I touch your vulva? Get your microphone.
Get those cameras close.
And I want you to say yes before I start. I did touch it before she said yes. Oh, okay. Don't be too eager. You have to wait for the yes. Wait for it. And then have at it. Mm, this is beautiful.
It's blingy, too.
Yes, and it is blingy inside, the vagina part.
She's almost wet.
Mm, she is.
Yeah.
She is. This is like a crystal, a quartz.
It is. It's a geode in there, a little slice of pink geode.
Nice.
Yes.
And what are the labia made out of?
It's called polymer clay. It's a kind of clay that when baked, it turns into plastic.
Wow,
so now
look at this.
She is plastic, but she'll last forever.
Oh, she's beautiful. Wow. So, you know, some people wear their heart on their sleeve, and some people wear their vulva around their neck. Or you could be a guy and wear your...
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's vulva.
I can
pussy
wear that.
Power.
Yeah, pussy power. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, if they can wear pussies on their head, why shouldn't they wear a pussy around their neck?
It's for everyone.
Beautiful.
Looks good on your back. Looks good on you.
Beautiful.
Okay, so
you should wear that the rest of the show.
You could wear it. I mean, do you have only one with you today?
No, I have another.
Oh, you have a few.
I do.
She's got a little box of vulvas and erotic little things.
The vulva box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've got a box of treasures.
Well, why don't you come up here so we can look at them?
Yeah. Don't forget your vulva.
Or your mic. Take your mic, too.
Shelby. So you are a jewelry maker, a jewelry artist.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, yes.
I see you have
some...
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life,
yes, Tree
Already
of
got
Life
that.
Here.
Okay.
Yes, and we've got this little girl right here.
Oh, a little girl.
Get close to those
this
guys.
This is not a little girl. This is a clay vulva piece of jewelry, okay?
Art.
Very nice. Does this have a... a string?
Thank you. No, it does. I have one in my purse. I came a little unprepared.
I know. It's
tonight.
Okay. Maybe we can find one and I can wear one.
And string it up.
But you should wear yours.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. And so we also have penises, I see. This looks about the size of the president. Yes.
I know. I think we can switch it out.
Right.
The other one was too big.
Actually, the other one is too big, right?
I think so. I think we got to do a transplant.
This one we have here. Okay.
Oh, we can't even find it.
Well, there it is.
Here we go.
He's trying to hide it with Puerto Rico.
Here. Like you got a bandage with
Ace. He's got a condom on it.
It was behind a wall.
Oh, the condom made it look bigger. That's
why. Yeah, he was trying.
Yeah, some inches to it.
Yeah, this is more his size, really.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
My next show.
You want to give him a spanking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with a book. Here we go. Here, wait. Let me put his penis away before I lose it. Okay. So give him a good whack.
Boss.
Yeah.
Boss.
Yeah.
Boss.
Whack him. From the pussies. From the vulvas. Give it to him.
From all of us.
Oh, I got to gag him. There we go.
One more.
Yeah. There we go. Whack him. Whack him hard. Because, you know, folks... We've got plenty of sexual harassers out there, don't we? We do. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork.
And we don't need them in the White House.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the one who needs to really go because he's not grabbing just our pussies, which he does do. And I think 16 women accused him. But he's also grabbing our pussies reproductive rights, you know? So it's time for the pussy's revenge. Mm-hmm. Yes, and...
The meow moment.
Do
this
that again.
This is the meow moment.
Pussy's revenge. Okay, we're gonna, we got to take it. I mean, I guess everybody's practicing with all these other guys because, you know, that's good, you know. It's very bonobo in a way, all these women gathering together. Although there's another side to female empowerment and to going after the guys who harass, and that is male well-being. We have to make sure that our bonobo boys are well taken care of.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And there are many ways to do that. One way, one way, just one way, okay? One way is through, you know, vulva jewelry, I guess, and music and dance. But a really, really good way that goes right to the heart of the matter, or you could say to the vulva of the matter, is to legalize, decriminalize, and destigmatize sex work. So these guys, you know, have somebody, something to do that is okay, that they can do, and that they feel good about.
Exactly.
You know, right. I mean, they that's what we really need to do. I mean, I know it doesn't solve the whole problem. There needs to be education. But there should be a decriminalization and destigmatization of sex work. Very important. Isn't that right, bonobo boy?
Yes. I need to put this somewhere, right? Or I need to show somebody. Show somebody.
There's nothing wrong with masturbating in front of someone. It just should be consensual. And, you know, yeah, the guy asked, but maybe it's not the best thing to do it in your office.
Right.
You know?
The bus stop.
I'm now pulling out my penis.
I'm now going to pull out my penis. You have
stand,
a problem with that? Okay,
back.
Here we go. Woo!
Like stand no. back.
Yes, it's the idea is there. Get consent, but, you know, get it a little more carefully, a lot more. And also, just do it with a sex worker. That's what they're for, really. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they actually might even enjoy you pulling out your penis and doing
Trump
whatever.
Size, whether it's Trump size or not.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or bonobo size.
Or bonobo size. Right. Stroke that ego, sex worker, stroke that
yeah,
ego.
Yeah, yeah. So I also want to say that the Pence rule is not the solution, okay? So we not only have to impeach this mofo, but we really have to get rid of Pence too, right? Because it's terrible to harass women or men or anybody. But doing this thing where you refuse to have dinner with someone of the so-called opposite sex, the sexes aren't really opposite. We're far more alike than we are different, really. We all need sex, and we all need love. And we're all human, I think, except for us bonobos and horses. But in any case, we're all mammals. So, to do the Pence rule, which is what a lot of Republicans are suggesting when they say, okay, you ladies don't want to be harassed, well, then we should all go by the Pence rule. And you know, then we won't have dinner with you, even if it's a business dinner. We'll just have dinner with the boys. Well, no, that's not fair. And that eliminates your female colleagues from important business dinners. So, you know, that is not the solution at all. And in fact, that takes us back, way back to like medieval times, right? Where the boys can't have dinner with the girls. So, no, no, no. We got to impeach Trump and Pence. And then we'll see what to do about the Boy Scout from the House of Representatives. But they got to go. Okay.
Beat it.
Beat it. Right. And not in front of your colleagues, please. Okay. Okay. Right. Do that with someone that, like, you know, you could even do that with certain sex therapists. Myself, actually. I don't mind if a guy wants to masturbate in front of me, as long as it's in the context of a therapy session.
Well, look at that.
Look at that. Well, yeah,
you're a pretty great therapist.
Like, I'm a pretty great therapist, you know?
You know, Doc, I just... Just wanted to just go ahead and just do
just
this.
Just gotta
right
get
now.
It out.
Yeah, no,
gotta
I'm,
out,
I'm all for it. Sure, get it out, Corey. Go ahead. Ooh. Well, you know, one thing that we're finding out is that there's an awful lot of sex, non-consensual sex, going on in Hollywood. It's really amazing.
It's terrible.
And I guess the music industry too. Have you been harassed?
Quite possibly.
Quite possibly. Maybe she doesn't want to talk about it. You know, I'm not saying you should.
It's a treacherous game out here, man. I feel for the ladies when it comes to those things, though. You
yeah.
Because I have a sister, mother, auntie, cousins, friends, you know, that are ladies.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous out here. I mean, just to be an attractive woman, to just a woman, period. You guys go through so much. And the things that the average man don't see and hear, what you go through.
But we're safe with assholes. Kevin Spacey. Oop, very bad taste joke, I know. Nobody even laughs. Well, I mean, I'm just saying,
say, well, yeah, you
guys,
yeah.
some guys yeah. are also harassed.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
But it's usually women. It's yeah. usually women.
Yeah.
Right. And women don't do too much harassing, although some, you know, Mariah Carey was accused, but it was really a very weak case that's almost laughable because the guy said he was her security guard, said she... invited me into her room to move some furniture, move some luggage, and she was wearing lingerie. Well, excuse me, Mariah Carey wears lingerie on stage, like me.
Right, so
it's the big deal.
It's the big deal.
She's wearing lingerie. I mean, people are reaching sometimes.
He
anyway,
must have been broke.
Bring me your tired, your perverted. Right. You need to be sex educated, or maybe just release your inner bonobo or something.
That's why Dr. Susan Block Show is here, to educate them and give them liberation.
And have some fun.
Mm-hmm. That's what
right.
it's about.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we have all kinds of fun, and I think we could have some musical fun. How about that?
That sounds great.
That sounds
always.
Great. Can you switch
always.
Chairs?
Of course.
Yeah, maybe we can find something or other, a little chain, and I'll wear it. Okay, so you come sit up here, and I'll move over. And this is Jezebel Sweet. And let's put Trump in the corner. At least he's got his penis pacified. Get off of my pussy, you pussy grabber. All right. Here she is, Jezebel Sweet. Yeah? Okay, so Ikor's going to hold your mic.
Just call me Mike.
Yeah? I guess I could hold a mic back here. You can put your mic over there, too. Yeah. We can have, like, stereo.
Exactly. You got a severely mic'd.
I love it.
All right.
Jezebel Sweet.
Cocaine princess, kingpin's daughter, seeing visions in the water. They'll forgive you, fuck permission. That's what her mother taught her. So splattered on the walls of a gallery, addiction to the stage is just like me, like trying to paint the way she sees. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Sex religion that she sells to everybody. He said, you're the devil, while he gave me all his money. I could be your dream girl, I could be your deja vu. I could be a sinner, babe, the choice is up to you. I know he's sick, the dog's on me. I'm gonna go out like a queen. I know he's sick, the dog's on me. Put my lipstick on, die like a queen.
queen. She's the only thing I wanna be. She's possessing me. I sing my siren song. You lay your dollars down on me. You're not God, you'll never end her. All I need is your surrender. You should have read my mind. You should have been perfect. You should have looked into the future, babe, and realized I was worth it. We can be saved, 'cause we deserve this. And my vanity's relieving me of what's beneath the surface. And you knew before you got into this. It says I'm poison on my wrist. I showed him my tongue trick. He said you're a sick bitch. But I know that he liked it. I know he's sick, the dog's on me. I'm gonna go out like a queen. I know he's sick, the dog's on me. Put my lipstick on, die like a queen. She's the only thing I wanna be. She's possessing me. I sing my siren song. You lay your dollars down on me. You're not God, you'll never end her. All I need is your surrender. Can you see? This all belongs to me. You'll get the pieces as I please. I know he's sick, the dog's on me. I'm gonna go out like a queen. I know he's sick, the dog's on me. Put my lipstick on, die like a queen. She's the only thing I wanna be. She's possessing me. I sing my siren song. You lay your dollars down on me. You're not God, you'll never end her. All I need is your surrender.
Wow! Oh, Jezebel Sweet, live from Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And thank you, awesome. Nicor the awesome. Wolf, for bringing the awesome, awesome Jezebel Sweet. Wow. So let's talk for a minute. Here, you can hold one of these, right? Okay, so you hold this one. Wow, that was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
That's also your song?
I wrote that.
Wow, you're a singer-songwriter.
Thank you.
I feel like pop is too airy-fairy for you. You're very deep. You're very deep. I mean, what is that? That's like Bob Dylan stuff. I don't know. Very, very exciting. Now, you told me this was a stripper song before.
Yeah, that was part of the inspiration, was the time that I spent working as a stripper.
Yeah.
For a lot of the lyrics, I'm sure
but
you can tell.
How long you spent working as a stripper?
Let's see. Probably 3-4 years. I don't know. Time.
Oh, okay.
It's not real. But
okay. And this relationship is with your customers that you're singing about here?
Sure.
Sure. Or
yeah.
And
it's just kind of about, like, you know, enjoying seduction and, like, that sort of thing. So.
Yes. Put your lipstick on. Let the dogs.
Right. He knows it's a bad situation. I mean, it's bad, but it's good at the same time.
It's bad, but it's good. It's like
she bad.
But it's so good. And it's so important. Because, you know, strippers are a kind of sex worker. Happens that they're legal, okay? They're not the illegal kind of sex worker. And they're very important because there's a lot of guys that need to do that. And some women that like to, you know, really watch a woman show off herself. Mm-hmm. And that's important to be able to do that. And so what's the name of that?
That's called Belladonna.
Belladonna. Max Belladonna.
Belladonna,
right, is the Italian word for the good witch.
Ooh.
A witch. The Belladonnas were...
The doctors.
The doctors. Remember those medieval times that Mike Pence would like to send us back to? Well, during those medieval times, women... The Belladonnas would come up with herbs to heal people of their problems, various problems. And then, of course, guys decided they wanted to be doctors, and you couldn't have these Belladonnas coming up with herbal remedies. What they came up with was bleeding, which was really a winner there, you know, bleeding people to get rid of their ailments. And they killed a lot of people that way. And they also, you know, killed a lot of Belladonnas. But that's very cool because they were also very sexy, I guess. You know, any witches, right?
Right. That's the whole point.
Yes, like a good witch. Like you kind of look a little bit like Elizabeth Montgomery, actually, from Bewitched.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Really? A little bit.
You think?
With darker eyebrows. Yeah, yeah. So where are you from?
I grew up in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnow.
Is that the Al Franken state? No.
It's Jesse the Body of Ventura.
Yeah, he was the governor there.
Former WWF wrestler.
Al Franken. Well, at least he apologized, right? But
how Donald Trump will say
this
Al
guy,
Frankenstein?
This guy. Yeah, Al Frankenstein. That's cheap. That's why you're gagged with a penis pacifier that's bigger than your little thing. Okay. Anyway. Al was bad. He was naughty. He shouldn't have been doing that. Right. Okay. But at least he apologized.
But he's a comedian, too, you know? So, I mean, like, hey, he's still got that in him.
You know.
It's a fine line because he's got the political world.
The part about sticking the tongue down the throat, I don't know. I've had those tonsillectomies before. Not fun. So don't do that without asking, okay? Or getting a real, you know, you don't have to always ask verbally, but maybe you should if you don't know. If you don't know, you got to ask verbally.
When in doubt.
Right. Can I kiss you? It's okay. You can say that. Okay, so you're from Minnesota, and you're here in L.A. to become a big pop star.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Well, you're good enough, that's for sure. I mean,
thank you.
Really are. You really are, right? Can we have another hand for
thank you.
Jezebel Sweet? Beautiful song. And
there's a picture up there.
And I can just see the, you know, the music video. Right? Do you have a music video yet?
Not like an official music video. I have some little things I've shot, kind of amateur things. But
okay. I hope you don't do something that's like really not what the song is about at all.
No. Everything's. I feel like I have a lot of ideas for music videos, and they'll be very inspired.
So you'll have a stripper.
There will, for that video, for sure, there will definitely
will
be a stripper.
Will you be the stripper?
I will probably be the stripper.
I hope so. So you'll be the singer and the stripper.
Exactly.
Right. Nice. That's great.
Duality.
That's great.
Exactly.
Positive sluttery. Mm-hmm. That's right. Beautiful. So were you a singer before a stripper or a stripper before a singer?
I have sang my whole life, so.
Okay. Stripping came late. Oh,
but I mean, you're born naked, so you can make a case for that,
and then
too.
You get some booties on and you take them off. So I guess you're a stripper when you're really young. Okay. Don't take that the wrong way. Okay. Professional strippers are over 18. They have to be, right? So I'm not talking about that. Just saying, it's the art of striptease is so innate. It's mm-hmm. so, you know, like the art of dance.
Right.
I think it's the oldest art, the art of dance. It's the yeah. art of the body, right?
Sure.
You know, maybe singing came along with it.
Perhaps.
Right. I think it's older than war.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
Some people say war is the oldest, but I don't think so. I think we're more bonobo than that.
Sound so is the oldest.
Sound. Okay. So you became, you were into singing when you were young and, of course, taking off and on your clothes. But then you decided taking off and on your clothes would make more money than singing in the immediate interim, or why did you become a stripper?
I always just was really fascinated by striptease, and I thought it would really just be fun. I always just really wanted to be a stripper when I was a teenager, so...
Really?
When I became older, I tried it, and I liked
it. Not for the money? Oh, boy, that's
exciting. It actually never occurred to me, really, how much money I was going to make doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just very, fascinated by the idea of doing it. And it sounded really scary. It sounded like... I was really shy.
Yeah, of course.
It sounded really scary to, like, get naked in front of strangers.
You were
so
shy.
I wanted to, like, conquer that fear.
Did you grow up with some very devout religion or other?
No, not really.
Agnostic, atheist, or?
Yeah, I wasn't like really
like
raised
Wiccan?
Religiously. I
Did kind you grow up with the Belladonnas?
No, nothing like that.
Belladonnas yeah. of Minnesota. Right, that would be fun. We should start a group.
There you go.
Reality show.
So, okay, so you didn't have a religion, but you were shy.
Yeah.
Why were you shy?
I don't know. I've just always been kind of like a more shy, like introverted, quiet person. Mm.
Shy was her religion.
Some people, that's true, Ikor. Shy is their religion, you know, because they're just restricted by their shyness. It just dictates so much. But sometimes it means that you can go deeper into your soul.
Sure.
Because you have a lot of time.
Yeah, I think it's good in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Okay, well, I'm glad whatever brought you into the world and into music, because, you know, it's a great gift, and thank you for sharing
Absolutely.
It with us.
Absolutely, thank you for letting me share
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, for sure. And what would, I'm not sure we're going to get another song in right away.
Yeah, that's
probably
right.
Going to do something else.
Yeah.
But just give us a little tease. What would your next song be called?
Oh, I don't know. What kind of a song do you guys...
Well, I like
hear.
Sexy songs. You no like war songs, please. I mean, unless it's war.
Good
sexual
enough.
War.
Yeah.
Right. Sexual war.
Something sexual. Yeah. Something sexy, hot. Yeah, right. Hmm. Okay, so think about it.
I'll think about it.
Okay, so in the meantime, we have 10 minutes hard. Look at these guys. That's sexual harassment. Hard? Are you telling us that you're hard? No, I don't mean to make fun of that. Actually, I do. Because, you know, sex is a comedy, not a tragedy. Most sex is really a comedy. I mean, I think that sexual harassment is like part of this whole problem that we have with violence. It really is. But personally, I have been a little harassed in my time, not as much as some people. But rather have that than the bullet in my body that so many people had in Texas and Vegas. You know, that's the outside. We got to stop that. We got to stop all the gun violence. We got to stop the running over of people with trucks or whatever way you do it, drones, whether it's the, you know, the military-industrial complex, abusive police, or just lonely guys with semi-automatic weapons. We have to pull back from this. We have to follow the bonobo way.
And we have to get rid of two people that are behind it.
Right.
One is called Mr. Pence.
Oh.
The other one is the Trump.
The Trump. The yeah. Trump. We got to get...
Because I guarantee you, if they would have had sex before
Do
any
you
of those
give
them shootings...
Kind of.
Kind of?
They would have never thought about
right.
doing
You're
those shootings.
You're such a good girl. Give him a whack
right.
with a book.
You know, Doc?
Hold the guitar and punish
if they never, if they would have had sex
time.
Before those shootings, Doc...
I
it's okay, I have
you.
Another one. Okay. another name. Okay, go ahead. One more.
Bam.
Yep.
Bam. Blam. Blammo.
Blammo.
But what I was saying is, if they would have had sex before those shootings and everything, they would have probably never, because who really goes out and just have violence after some good sex? That's like having a good, some good cannabis. It's like, who really, like I'm going to go do this crazy stuff.
You know
You're
what?
So
I think we have to say good, the emphasis on good, because some of these lunatics have been married, you know. So.
But they might not have been getting sex.
They might, yeah, probably not.
And
they're right.
Uptight.
And certainly not good sex.
Because the woman coming home taking showers, and he's seeing her in her underwear, panties, and everything, but she's not doing nothing with them. That's torture.
Ah!
That's torture.
So speaking of sex, it's time for Bonoboville Communion.
Hey, hi, hi.
Hi, hey, hi. Okay, so you've never seen that, so you can sit here and observe. And actually,
we got Delaney
nobody
here as well.
We have Delaney here, and I have my new bonobo here, Miss Bang.
Jezebel
Bang.
Steven, bang.
Bang, come sit up here.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Sit up here, bang,
bang.
Oh, bang, boy. Bang, yeah, you're going to sit up here, bang, bang. Okay, so, bang. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You look adorable. I like your eyes. They're
Thank
very
you.
Glittery. They match her G-spot right there.
At least you can view my eyes. I'm so Asian.
Mm. Well, you know, you have a nice view of your Asian eyes. So, and are these Asian too? These are Asian
You know what?
Bunnies?
I don't know what it is. I just found it at the sex shop today. So
oh.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wear it.
Yeah, yeah. No, bunny ears are always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
at the sex shop, did you say?
She went
yeah.
to a sex shop.
Sex shop.
Right?
Yeah.
Bunny
ears. And you also got something cute under your T-shirt.
I do.
Which we would, speaking of striptease, like to see.
Oh, right.
Okay, here we go. Let's put on the Kingster as she strips. By Carmina Formosa.
Let's go, Abe.
Look at this.
Whoa.
Facebook camera, you can't see this.
Oh,
no, no Facebook camera.
Oh,
no nipples on the Facebook
no.
camera. Oh. We've got
heads.
Nipples. Nipples in the house. No, you can. Now the Facebook camera's gone. So now, those of us. Okay, turn the music down. Thank you. Carmina Formosa and the Kingster, which is inspired by the Bonobo Way, by the way. And look at these beautiful nipples. This is great. I made you put on a T-shirt to begin so you could start out on the Facebook camera. But now we need to, you know, get the full display going here.
Oh, okay.
That's... No, don't hide it now. No, there's no reason to hide. You can, but no, you look beautiful. Can we have a hand for Bang?
Yes.
Bang Black? Is that? I got to get the name right.
Bang
Black.
Bang.
And you have to explain your name.
Okay. Well, let's just start with, obviously, in the Asian culture, you see a lot of the girls with the China bangs.
Oh yeah.
Straight cross, you know. Well, I grew up with a lot of my baby pictures that way, and it kind of just stuck with me. I was always very introvert, very, you know, with my head down.
You've got the shy girl night tonight,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we do. So I was just like, you know, I would just sit in church, like, you know, just with my head down and stuff, and they're just like, who's that with
wow.
her hair?
In church, bangs, what bangs. Church was it like? The evangelical Christian church or Catholic church?
It was a
Baptist.
It was a born again Baptist church.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically Amish. Just not really
Amish. Amish. Amazing. Well, that's very religious.
Yeah.
All right. And they wear things like this, except, you know, not
oh,
with
yeah.
the nipples showing. Yeah.
You know?
No, but they have suspenders. I've seen Amish guys with the suspenders on, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
so they do.
It's kind of got
and then
that.
The horse.
Yeah,
right.
And the horse. We've Paris. Got one of those, too. See? The horse. The horse it's likes your outfit, too.
Right.
You're piecing all the Amish stuff together now.
You know.
Piece that puzzle together, Doc.
I'm from Pennsylvania, where there are a lot of Amish farms, and I actually spent a month working on a Mennonite farm. The Amish wouldn't have me because I was too...
Oh, you was too over the top.
I was too over the top. But the Mennonites, they thought they could, you know, kind of convert me. So they took me on, and I milked the cows and...
Oh.
Baked bread, and I did
what?
All that. So I went to their Jesus meetings and all kinds of stuff. But
you milked the cows and
I did.
The
I
bread?
Milked. I did.
That was
a
reality
I was
show.
16.
That was
she
a good reality. That was a reality show for you before then. You know, before
I got lectured by because I wore pants. I wore jeans. Mm-hmm. So the father of the house said, "You
those
know,
those too hot."
I was not allowed
you
to wear jeans
because
God made women to wear dresses.
Right.
Yeah. So. Or like cover the body all the way.
Well, because this was in the old days.
Even if you wore dresses like yours, they were very like still skin tight, so it needed to be like actually straight.
Yes.
So
a long and
long flowy.
Flowy dress. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Baggy,
yeah.
Preferably.
Don't want to see no curves, Harley.
Well, you've certainly broken out of that.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah,
you know, this is actually called a bondage bra thing. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I'm trying to get back in prison or what I'm trying to do, but.
Don't try it. Do it.
Oh.
It's a major difference.
I'll do my best.
Now, did you do, I guess, in Amish Christianity, you don't do communion, or do you?
No. I think when I was little, my parents were Roman Catholic at first, but now they're not.
Did you ever do communion? Did you do communion when you were Catholic? No?
Mm-mm.
No. So, okay. Well, would you...
You didn't eat the body or drink the blood?
What?
Okay, see, in communion, in Catholic communion, Max was raised Catholic. You eat the body of Christ. That's the wafer. And see, we also have something here that we do. But instead of a wafer, we just use salt. And that's the body. And then we have the blood. And in our case, because we're kind of into science fiction, we have green blood.
So, what is that?
That is agua coco leaf liqueur.
Oh, holy crap.
Holy crap. Okay, but you don't have to drink it.
No.
It's me.
Oh, it's
you're the altar
consent.
Girl.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you don't want to be. Do you want to be the altar girl?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you didn't even find out what that entails.
I have no idea.
Okay, because we're giving a lesson in consent, and she has no idea how it works.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
And the music comes on just to drown me out.
Consensual music.
Okay, so now, Bonoboville Communion, we have salt, and so I would sprinkle this on your nipple.
Okay.
And then I would it off, and then I would drink the green blood of the great chameleon god.
Agua.
Oh, okay. So you're going to drink it.
I'm going to drink it.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, you could drink it if you want, but I'll drink it if you don't.
I think I'm good. I'll do that later.
Okay. I need a drink, right?
I drank.
And it's green to match the green cross. Well, hello, Captain Max.
Hello.
You can pour the drink. You know, waterboard me.
Okay.
Am I going to waterboard myself?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you ready? Is this?
Oh
is
yeah,
this
just
cool?
Tell
this
me
is consensual.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me what you want me to do.
I want you to just sit there, really.
Just sit here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And hold the mic away from your beautiful bodice,
yeah, that.
So that we can have a nice view of it. There we go. And then I give it a light lick, then I put the salt on.
Salt.
Okay. It looks like a little bit like dandruff on your pants. So we have, and I'm not going to lick
detergent.
It off your pants. I'm sorry. It's not my thing. Okay. So, but this is my thing. Okay, so I move the mic a little.
That's her thing.
Delicious, I pronounce her. And now, of course, I do... How do I... You want to do it?
No,
you
want to
waterboard me?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is waterboarding, bonobo style. Okay.
Whoa.
So, I kind of am here, and here, and here, and here. Don't get it in my eyes. I've been waterboarded.
All right.
Bonobo style. Whoa. What? No applause?
Yay.
Whoa.
Yay.
That's blood also for my altar girl. Bang. Black. Live from Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show. That's Max coughing. Okay. Jesus. This is the cancer ward. And I think we've got to get going soon, right?
Yes, we're going to go.
Okay. So
we'll right
we're
going to
go,
though.
But we'll be back soon. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. Going to have a Sibian ride. Uh-oh. For Sibian Masturbation Month. Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend!
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest.
Whoa.
Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot.
Wow. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Woo! Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dong dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
with me!
Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister.
Look at that face.
Come for us.
That
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was an
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand. Orgasm.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify that you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just going to take this home. Take it.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over.
Turn it down.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio City One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is.
Bang.
Dr. Susan Block.
Bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. And, I've also got Jezebel Sweet. The sweet voice, the mellifluous voice, Jezebel Sweet.
It's a nice word.
And hip-hop artist of the Green Cross, Monsieur Icor DeWolf.
Oh. Excuse me, Dr. Susie, yes. Is everybody dressed? So I mean, I want to bring in the Facebook camera.
Just be a little bit, you know, okay, so bang
cautious.
Now,
okay.
Put your hair in front of,
yeah,
you
okay.
Know, she's got... Bang has a fantastic bra that I just can't bear to cover up, but it's also falling off. So, you know, Facebook camera can sort of go from this.
Where's
angle.
Her black shirt? Where's your black shirt?
And the other camera, which would be the DrSusanBlock.tv camera, is of course getting the full effect. Getting the full effect of. Bangs, boobies, right? Where are they? There they are. Woohoo! Okay. That's what we call breast therapy
to the
here.
Right of your screen.
On the Dr. Susan Block Show. So let's see.
Where are the boobies? To the right of the screen.
So, no, you're supposed
but you
to.
Can't see it.
Okay, so this is a show about sex, and we like boobies a lot. And penises, actually, you know, big and small. It doesn't take much to put Trump under gag order. And he really needs to be. He's also sort of ragged tonight. I guess we need to get him a new outfit or something.
He's been on
put
a trip.
Put him in a tutu. He's been to Puerto Rico. Right. You don't help the people of Puerto Rico. You just throw paper towels at them. All right. So... Really, that's a disaster. But I got to mention the other disaster because the fact is that lube is not always good. You know, too much lube. There is such a thing as too much lube. And no, I'm not talking about anal. There's really actually practically no such thing as too much lube. I'm talking about the farmlands of South Dakota. Where Trump's beloved Keystone Pipeline leaked 210,000 gallons of oil.
An orgasm.
That is too much lube.
Too much.
The largest Keystone oil spill to date in South Dakota. And we warned everyone. I did it from Bonoboville, which was very comfy. And I don't know, in 2016, the best thing about 2016 were the Native Americans standing for our environment against this pipeline. And you, at least Obama stalled it. He didn't really quash it, but he stalled it. And yeah, that's Obama. But that's good. I mean, you know, at least it wasn't happening. But now it's happening and it's leaking. Right? That's a lot worse than wearing a leaky condom. That's pretty bad. That's sexual harassment, by the way, to cut holes in your condom. No, that's even worse. It's kind of a rape. Okay, don't cut holes in anybody's condom. I feel like, you know, you got to teach these lessons. But that is cutting a hole in a pipeline that is killing, like, I mean, so many species. It's disgusting. Ugh. Ugh. All right. Well, here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, yes, we do Trumpocalypse therapy. We have
commercial.
To. We engage.
Commercial.
And we escape, right? We engage. Right. I was just engaging. We have to protest and stand up and represent and resist. And we also have to escape because it can drive you crazy.
Sexuality is escape.
Sexuality is a good form of escape, I find. It's an immediate, you know, universal enjoyment. Like Bang's boobies right here. I mean, universal enjoyment.
Liberation.
There are very few universal enjoyments. The pussy, of course, I am wearing Shelby Delaney.
Yeah, that's very
She pretty. Wasn't an arranged guest. She's a substitute, yeah, no, I can be afforded a pause. Shelby Delaney's pussy is wrapped around my neck.
I see. Beautiful.
Right. Have you ever been asked the question, is that a replica? Is that a mold of yours? Is that like a mold
is that
of
your, yours? Is this you?
I'm afraid I can't see much. Is this
your girlfriend?
Each one's unique.
But is this someone like you love or someone you imagine? Is this a goddess pussy?
Oh, definitely. That one's a goddess.
It's beautiful.
That's a nice goddess.
Yes, it's on the lovely Dr. Block.
Ah.
It's our goddess.
So, the lovely Igor the Wolf is, of course, wearing a fashionable Bonoboville t-shirt.
Yes.
And the lovely, you might stand up just one more time to show off this outfit, the lovely Jezebel Sweet is wearing just this sock with cutouts. It's like a stocking that goes all the way up her body. It's gorgeous, beautiful, and somewhat
it's
revealing.
It's definitely nice with the camera, too.
Very nice selfies. With the camera, right. And the eyeball camera that we all have.
The lens, yeah. The human lenses.
So, so she sang a song about being a stripper. And it was a lot of different levels, though. It was
some cocaine in there.
There was some cocaine. Yeah. I heard about that. I think that's part of the stripper life, though.
Devils and
there was there was different types of lovers. You know, some that aren't allowed to touch, and some that just go right through you. And it's the belladonna. The belladonna. Why did you call it belladonna if you didn't know that those were the Italian witches?
I didn't know that. The story that I know about belladonna is it's a poisonous flower.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And the legend of belladonna is that the flower belongs to the devil, and at night it comes to life, and it seduces men and then kills them.
Beautiful flower.
Ooh, you see, I believe that this flower was named probably by man. wow. But anyway, that's great. Yes, and it's true. That's
a whole other angle
like
to it.
Probably in Wikipedia.
It's a whole other angle to it.
Yeah, that is. But it's related. I think that some guy decided to name one herb. See, the belladonna's worked with all different herbs, so he probably just said only this one. The evil one.
The evil one.
The evil herb will be named belladonna. But in Italian, it just means beautiful woman, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful mm-hmm. woman.
Yeah. They were beautiful women.
Oh,
they
and you have it on your wrist. Look at this. Check this out. Let's get very close to belladonna. Beautiful. Nice.
Belladonna.
Okay. So that's a very much a you.
That's a you.
Yeah. That's my Italian side. Yes, indeed. Okay, so we're going to have another song, are we not?
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So let me get comfortable
her
here.
Up, get her back.
Yeah, right.
Up.
How did I do with the mic last time? Did I do okay?
Yeah, I
almost gave you dental work at one point.
Make sure I'm right for Jux. Make sure I got an angle for Jux.
Okay.
Angle
okay,
for
Jux. So what are you going to sing now? What's the name of the song? Let's have... Before you didn't give much of an introduction,
yeah,
so this time let's do that.
This is called Violet in Blue.
Violet in Blue. Okay, and is it about something we should know? So we know.
Well, you said you wanted something sexy. So
sexy, okay. Violet
this is what
in
I got for you.
Blue. Okay. Right. Blue is a sexy color.
I think so too. I think Violet in Blue is the sexiest color combination of all time.
Hmm. Nobody's wearing that, but
it's
okay.
Part of the rainbow.
I actually wore that last week. Oh, well, right?
Yeah.
I did.
Did you?
I did wear violet and blue last
week. You did?
Week. I totally did.
Oh.
You don't remember?
I'm going to have to look.
Too
yeah, I was out of it.
Out of it, yeah. It's a little secret that you'll only get if you go to drsusanblock.tv and watch last week's show.
Yeah.
11-11.
Yes.
What she
you
said.
Get your first glimpse of Jezebel Sweet. And me in violet and blue, actually. And now you are going to hear Jezebel Sweet sing
what's the name
Violet
of
the in Blue on DrSusanBlock.tv live from Bonoboville.
Wow. That's serious shit.
Okay, introduction. Yeah, thank you.
All right. That was it.
I wanna drink each other down. I want your teeth inside my neck. I want your blood smeared all over my best dress. I want your bruises on my wrist. Living on 15th and Bay, I'm nowhere for the worst today. It's a new moon, I've got some fireworks for you. Let me be your love dealer, baby. I'll give you all your oxy for free. And when the world gets shady, I'm your sunshine company. Tell me that I'm yours. Tell me I belong to you. Tell me you adore me. Say the word and I'm with you. I wanna drink each other down. I want your teeth inside my neck. I want your blood smeared all over my best dress. I want your bruises on my wrists. Love me like crazy, 'cause I am. I burned it all down for a kiss. I'll let you fasten the bondage that binds me. I'll keep your secrets off my lips. I'm your demon posing as a house pet. I'm your white rabbit, white line coquette. You're bound to hit bottom wherever we throw it. Live my world on fire and you don't even know it. My love is a black hole. Your love is the light. There is no one that got away. There is no point in fighting. Seeing you through me, seeing me through you. You're going to want this as much as I do. Want to drink each other down. You'll want your teeth inside my neck.
You want your blood smeared all over my best dress. You want your bruises on my wrists. Love me like crazy, oh, violet and blue. All I see is violet and blue. It's me and you, and there is nothing I can do. Everyone asks me what it is that I see. The truth of it is he amazes me. He can do anything that he wants to me, and we'll just call it art. Well, I get ahead of myself, have a tendency. But when you see into the future, well, that's kind of the thing. He's mine, he just doesn't know it. Didn't mean it when he said it, but he will. I wanna drink each other down. I want your teeth inside my neck. I want your blood smeared all over my best dress. I want your bruises on my wrists. Love me like crazy, oh, violet and blue. All I see is violet and blue. It's me and you, and there is nothing I can do. I wanna drink each other down. I want your teeth inside my neck. I want your blood smeared all over my best dress. I want your bruises on my wrists.
Whoa.
I have a vampire fetish.
Oh, wowee.
I didn't have one before.
Yeah, me too.
But now I do. Whoa.
That was some Twilight shit right there.
Intense.
Yeah.
Wow.
The blood all over her dress and just biting
her
neck.
Either that's like about vampires or somebody's got their period.
Maybe a little of both.
Wow. Red wings, baby. Oh, man. No, I actually just talked to a client who has a vampire fetish.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who really, of course, he's a man. So he's more penis focused, like the penis in the sky.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. But imagines the vampiress just biting into his cock and balls and draining the blood and not hurting him. No, not hurting. Not hurting. Wait a second. Whoa, excuse me. She had blood in her song.
Or he said, get out of here.
And then sense of danger. Draining the semen, which is also kind of a body fluid. So.
Right.
Okay. And, of course, this is a fantasy, so there was no dying or turning into a vampire.
It's got to be the ultimate ejaculation.
It was just, that kind of thing, with a little biting, but nothing too painful, but just a little bit of pain. So the vampire fantasy is obviously extremely popular among a lot of people.
Years.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit about sex and a little bit about repression.
And death.
Exactly.
Mystery.
The repression.
And the fields and the sands.
Mystery.
And the pain. Mm.
Millions of people killing each other.
And the promise of immortality. Mm-hmm. That's the vampire myth that some of them get to last forever. Of course, they're miserable.
They're vampires. They suck everything from you.
Well, yeah, okay. Talking about vampires of that sort. Okay, this is why we keep him under gag order with a penis pacifier, is because he represents the vampire class of the world, which is, what is it, 8 guys own 50% of the world's resources.
Whatever it is, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like 8 people. One
it's
of
criminal.
Whom,
it's
one
not
of
even
is
ridiculous.
Bezos,
it's fucking criminal.
Way,
they don't even have a bill. They don't even have a bill. No mailman comes to their house.
Yeah. No.
They create the bills.
So these are the vampires among us that we don't like.
I think you have to change his diapers or something.
Oh.
He keeps shitting on us.
No, such a big baby.
Scared the hell
big
out of him.
Baby.
He keeps shitting on us, so okay. Let him keep shitting on himself.
All right, we'll sit him up. Sit up.
Sure. Sit your
reckoning.
You're going to say, sit your ass up.
Well, that was just beautiful. So you brought Jezebel here, Ikor.
Yes.
And how did you two meet?
I met her through another artist friend that we have, a mutual friend who's very incredible talent. And I saw them. I went to, she performed on my show, and then I went to support, reciprocated the support, and watched her perform.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when I saw Jezebel, and you know, we started having a conversation, and I seen her sing, doing background vocals, and she was hitting harmonies real good for the young lady named Paulina. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, approached her and we got to talking, and I invited her down to, you know, my set, whatever, and as she was got to speaking on this level, so then I invited her, talked about you, and here
right.
she is.
And I just remembered you did backup vocals for one of the people involved in all the sexual harassment scandals, right?
Oh, yeah, no
I
doubt.
Sure I forget his name
did.
Now.
Yeah, Corey.
Corey Feldman. Right.
Yeah, I watched some of his documentary the other day, too.
Okay, so what did you do? You sang in back of a song.
I was the bass player in the band
Corey Feldman and the Angels. And I sang backups. And I also got my own solo.
Right, join
the
set.
Every night where I get to sing my own original music, which was cool.
So what was he like to work with?
Pretty wild, huh?
You could say that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right. I can imagine. I used to like Corey when I was growing
sure
up, so I like him as an actor.
Means that silence.
I know.
Yeah.
But I watched them in the video. They had all the little angels. They looked like they were Victoria's Secret models, you know, with the big angel wings, and they were performing on stage with all white on.
Oh.
Looking nice. Then she performed with her keyboard and everything. So,
I got to
yeah.
see this.
Yeah, they killed it.
So it's on YouTube? What's
yes.
the name of the song? Well, you'll tell me after. Or
yeah.
tell me
all
now.
All you do is just follow her on
the name of what?
No, one of the
video. What
do you sing video.
Back up on?
It was a
well, I sang back up on all the, almost all the songs on tour, so.
Oh.
Well, when you go to YouTube and
fly
up.
You're an angel.
Yeah, we were all dressed up like angels.
Yeah.
Through the whole thing?
Yeah, it was like light up wings and light up halos, light up shoes, and then like white lingerie.
Wow.
It was sexy.
So your stripper background came in handy.
Yes, it sure did.
Feel.
So if you go to her YouTube page, then you'll be able to see all those particular videos on her YouTube page.
Okay, what's her YouTube page?
It's under Jezebel Sweet.
Jezebel Sweet.
Jezebel Sweet. Well, we are going to just check you out all over the place, Miss Jezebel Sweet. And so I'm so glad that Ikor could wrestle you up and
too.
Get you to Bonoboville.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we only have, I don't know how much time we have, but I'm sure we have time for Ikor to give us a little hip-hop.
Okay. What
right?
would you like?
Well, I mean, how bad are we all? We've got some various ladies.
She bad. The audience, no, they bad. Everybody in Bonoboville is bad.
Right. We should be, like, backup dancers, at least, for Ikor. So you might want to put the guitar. Well, you could just put it away or put it down. Oh, what are we looking at here? We're
that's
looking at you
that's
as an
there
angel.
It is, there it is.
Oh, there
wow.
you are.
Oh.
Got the violinist out there.
Wow.
Give it up for Jezebel.
I'm no longer with the band now.
You're
just
not.
To clarify.
Oh. Yeah, she's doing her own
I would,
thing. she's doing her own
clarify.
Thing.
We got to get you know, the truth out.
Get those disclaimers out there. No?
Yeah, absolutely.
FYI.
Got to be careful about who you associate with.
Sorry.
You know. Right.
Yep.
Associate with me.
Yes. That's what I'm doing right
okay.
now.
Okay. So we're also going to associate with Ikor. So Ikor is going to stand up.
Stand up.
Stand
stand
up.
Yes, look at her. She's dominant. Stand up.
Well, we don't have much time.
Stand up.
Right. Well, don't you like to sing standing up usually?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No
yeah,
doubt.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Got all these sexy ladies up here on the stage.
Sexy right. ladies.
All for y'all.
Okay. So, hey, sexy lady, you were going to take your pants off.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that while he's singing?
I saw her in the back with him off earlier. Right? I'm like, she come on, she got him on. I'm like, wow.
I mean, if you want, we're all about consent.
All about consent.
If you want.
But she bad.
We would
she
be bad. All for it.
But she bad.
If you want to be somewhat bad, I'll hold your microphone.
Gotta look at the TV.
We represent Bonoboville every Saturday, every day, actually. If you're Bonoboite, then you represent every day. So we represent tonight, though, for Dr. Block on the Susan Block Show. Because she bad. She always bad. She been bad for years and years and years. To this day, she's still bad. Look at her. Look at her. You did.
Still bad after all these years.
Still bad.
Because the Dr. Block Show been going for years.
Okay, ladies, I need some assistance. Stand up.
They act like
stand
they don't want to do nothing.
Stand up, jewelry girl. Come on, Shelby.
They so shy.
Pussy
they
necklace
shy.
Girl.
She's look beautiful. Look at her.
Cunt necklace. Whenever Abe let it go. Look at four bad ones up here. Yes, yes. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. That girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Kick like jam, 10 times down piece, added up, silver dollar made me holler. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I'm roaming, I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from her ass, quake down. Baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it, back that thing up like. She bang, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it. Yeah, Jazzy can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl go bang. Everybody stop and look at bang. Pop that thing. Bang. Got her ready to spin some dope. Oh. We up in Bonobo, with Dr. Block be showing me love, dub after dub, with a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man's, I don't even know, but this type of show, that deal, she ill, she said to keep your building strap on, hold on real tight, to these stars and ride this thrill, I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me, let me have it, no stank dub, baddest one in the club, right here, yes sir, I ain't lying, but she got it like that, she bad, look how she shake that thing, look how she make it bang, look how she drop it, no, yeah, Dr. Block can go, come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it pain. Pain, just yes. Go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop and the way you pop. It got me high, so don't. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it pain. Pain, pain. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she's dying, oh my. Look how she make it. Look how she. Look how she drop it low. Woo. Yeah, these girls can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it. Back that thing like. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Jazzy can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Jezebel can go. Yeah, come on, she bad. Let me hear y'all say it with me, y'all. She bad. Yeah.
She bad.
What?
She bad.
Doc Rock is bad.
Yeah, Susan Block Show, y'all. Every Saturday, Dr. Block in Bonoboville.
Let's hear it for Ecor.
Live from Bonoboville.
Ooh, that thing. Make it bang. That girl can go. She bad. Dr. Block, she bad.
We bad, baby. We so bad. We good. And we are Bonoboville. And we love you. And we want to thank our Bonoboville champion, Ecor the Wolf.
Hashtag that. Green Cross. These are the new Belladonnas.
The Belladonnas.
Back to herbs.
Here's our Belladonna. Singer-songwriter, Jezebel Sweet.
Right.
Find her, Jezebel Sweet, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere.
On
Facebook is somebody else, but people, I don't know.
There you go, Instagram, I'm on that.
And are you on, is Jezebel?
Yeah, just spit her. F-I-T, okay. Just call you, just spit me. Fit her at
Bang Bang.
Jezebel.
And Shelby. Hey,
Shelby.
Shelby got shy. Okay. I didn't ask for that. I mean, is it okay that I hug you? Yeah, okay, good. I realized I should have said
this. This is a consensual show now.
Right. Hold on a second. Can I just hold you for a second?
All right. This is a consensual show now. We have to be careful.
That's right.
Be careful. Careful.
Just for a minute, I just want to hold you.
All right, brothers and sisters. Yeah, we have to, you know, be careful of each other's feelings.
Yes.
And don't shoot anybody. Shoot the gun between your legs. Where's my bonobo here?
I have signs. I have sex on my mind. I don't have sex on my mind.
It's an off and on switch.
So we just want to say we love you, and we want you to follow the Bonobo way, to make like bonobos, and that means female empowerment. Doo-doo. Yes, sisterly solidarity. And it also means male well-being. We have to look out for our guys one way or another. I have my ways, but, you know, there's got to be a way, or else it's not going to work out. So, yeah, male well-being. Female empowerment, and, of course, the most important element of the Bonobo Way that encompasses all of it, really, is peace.
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 Through pleasure.
Pleasure.
Not peace through boring marches only. You know, not peace through just, you know, kind of figuring it out through books and declarations, but peace through pleasure, through sharing resources, through giving each other hugs. Yeah, asking for it first, maybe. But, you know, giving each other love. And sometimes love means sex, you know? So free the sex workers. Make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
All right.
I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.